So we are already 5 minutes late, so let's start in order not to lose more time. Gisela, I think you have to make the first announcement for the session.
Good morning, everyone. Just a reminder that we have French and Spanish interpretation for this session. So if we have any French or Spanish speakers and you do wish to speak in your native language, please remember to have your headsets. Also, please state your name every time you speak. This is to allow for the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel, and also for the transcript not to have man, woman, and to speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. If you do have a question and you do have a tent card, please do raise it. If not, we will also be monitoring the Adobe Connect room for any questions through the Adobe Connect room, but feel free to speak up during the session. Thank you, and over to you, Sandra.
Thank you very much, Gisela. My name is Sandra Hoferichter. I'm the chair of the ICANN Academy Working Group that now exists quite a long time, since 2011. But I have to say, we are at the moment at a stage where we want to get more in activity and more dynamic into this Academy Working Group. And I'm very happy that the room at this early hour of the day is already filled. And I would also invite others which are sitting in the back to take a seat here in our front row, because this group is open to everyone, and everyone is invited to join at any stage so that we are more in a circle. We would like to discuss the three programs today the Academy Working Group has developed so far, which are the leadership program, which is the sharing skills program, and which is the intercultural awareness raising program. All these three programs are created or have been created by the request of the community. And I think for the moment we have to stabilize and establish these programs. From these three programs, the leadership program is the most established one, and I think there is no question anymore about the existence of this program. And I want to start with this one, having a very quick review about the latest version, which just took place the 3 days before this ICANN meeting. And although I was not participating myself for the first time, I heard and I see that many of the participants are in the room. Maybe you could raise your hand who was participant of this recent leadership program. Oh, that's quite impressive. Also, Reg was among the facilitators, and David is our professional expert running this program with us. And I would like to invite the participants first to give us very short, I mean, we have a lot of things on the agenda, but a very short review of how do you experience the program and what you might recommend to change in the future and to improve it a bit. And please say your name before starting. Thank you.
Maxim Alzoba for transcript, RYSG registries. I participated in the program recently. Yeah, it ended up 2 days ago. I think it's an extremely good idea and introduction for people to the mystery world of chairing and being a moderator of panels. I personally knew things, but this program allowed me to like create the whole holistic picture instead of like inventing things, inventing the wheel basically, because they were well known before I tried that. It was good. The only thing which I recommend to add to the course is the importance of not to corner the other person to avoid alienation and to stay like in good relationships, even if the constituency we represent have quite different views. And it would help to find like ways out. And it will allow a person to keep face, which is quite important in lots of cultures of this planet. Thanks.
John, you're next.
John LaPraise, for the record. I think that the things that I really took away from the learning session was the different organizational cultures that exist within the different SOs and ACs. Here in ALAC, we have translation, which is not something that all the SOs and ACs, in fact, very few of them have. And ALAC also is diverse by construction, so that influences how we discuss things. And interacting with people from other SOs and ACs brings that to the fore. If there's anything I'd suggest going forward is not so much for the program itself, but for follow-through, and that I would ask staff to create an action item to create basically a Skype group for all the alumni so we can stay in touch as a group going forward. Because we've built a relationship in these last couple of days, and staying in touch would probably be useful, and you'd have on an annual basis a series of cohorts that have networks within the organization. Thank you.
John, just one question. Do you propose a Skype group to stay in contact? Do you think Skype would work better than a mailing list, or because a mailing list exists already for this group? Why do you think Skype?
I think it's a personal preference. I mean, I have lots of mailing lists, and mailing lists, especially for all the working groups we're part of, it becomes part of the flow, the tide of email that we get related to policy issues. And Skype, for me at least, has a different flow to it. Especially if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in this situation. What would you do? Kind of thing. And even in the meeting, as it started already, I'm in Skype conversations on the side, away from email lists, to get some resolution more quickly on issues.
Okay, I understand. John, I would encourage you, since you have been on the program, to find that out with your colleagues. Maybe not everyone wants to be on Skype, but I think this is nothing which should be organized by the Academy Working Group, which should come from the top. I think you should initiate this and bring the people together on Skype or any other medium. So I would leave that to your group, and probably you will be the initiator of this. Okay, then the gentleman here, I don't know your name.
So I'm Daniel. I think one of the success of this program is also that the people are coming from different AS, AS and that they are in a private, they can express their opinion in a private view and share it with the other, and before the ICANN meeting, so they are not already overloaded with delayed work and so on. And one thing I was really surprised is that the people were kind of committed to the what it was being said, explained, and dedicated to the leadership program, and they were not answering emails all the time. So that's something that has to be looked at, and it's important, I guess, for the success of the program.
Daniel, may I ask you, and also the gentleman next to you from John, I know he is kind of a veteran at ICANN. Are you rather new in the ICANN community, or are you kind of veterans and just got into a leadership position?
Well, I would say probably new, 2 years. I mean, let's say three. So that's relatively new, but I've been almost focused on one group, so I don't have a global vision. It's still very much cloudy, and that was helpful, even to spend half a day looking at a diagram, but having the people explaining their group, their vision, it's in an unofficial way, which helps a lot to clarify things. Okay, so this is what you're doing. Okay, I got it. So. And I don't think you can have those kind of conversation even during the ICANN meetings, because you're so much focused on your things. So that's important. It's before the ICANN meeting, I guess.
You're next.
Maxim Ozoba. Yeah, I think comparing to lots of people at meetings, I'm quite new, less than 6 years. So, yes, I had some experience in co-chairing groups, being a panelist during the GD summit, but the knowledge was like not holistic.
Okay, thank you. And then the gentleman on the very back, unfortunately, I also don't know your name.
Stephen Derhaek, for the record, and I apologize because I have a conflict at 9, so I'm going to have to get out of here shortly. I'd like to, also a recent graduate, I'd like to echo John's comments. And I can't say how valuable the role-playing and strategy circle sessions were, and I'm about to go try those skills out myself just now.
And question, you're a veteran or a newcomer at ICANN? I think I know your face. You must be more kind of a veteran.
I stopped counting the number of meetings I attended when I got to 40, and that was some years ago.
Okay, so very veteran then. Okay. Who else want to, please?
Alan Woods from the Registry Stakeholder Group. One of the subtle things that I thought was very good was when we all come to these ICANN meetings, I always find that we're prepared for almost to have our, you know, SOAC slash battle lines are drawn. And what I thought was exceptionally positive about this was the ability to walk in and we were all on the same level. Didn't matter if you were the new incoming GAC chair or, you know, a chairman or a chairperson of a working group or a PDP. You know, you were all the same person and you had those conversations that you would have otherwise not have been prepared to have or would never have likely have had. You would have passed and you would have acknowledged the person, but you wouldn't have met them on that personal level. And I thought that was an exceptionally important part of it. The networking element, but also there was a very subtle, and you know, as an Irish person, you know, things such as, you know, personal development and doing programs such as that are usually for us. Oh, I'm just throwing my phone away. Are usually, you know, we don't like that sort of thing. Speaking as my country as a whole, but I thought it was exceptionally subtle. And John was very, very, or David, sorry, was very good at bringing people along on that subtle journey without realizing that they were going through that. So absolutely well done, and thank you very much. I really enjoyed the program.
Newcomer or veteran?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, technical newcomer. I've supposed to been 5 years, but I've only been to about six meetings. So.
Okay, so technical. Would consider you not a newcomer to ICANN anymore. Okay, then the lady next.
My name is Hadia Minyawi. I'm an ALAC council member, a new ALAC council member. And I actually would like to thank the organizers for this wonderful program. I think it was very beneficial. It was a good opportunity and a unique one in terms of that you get the opportunity to sit with the all the members, some of the members of the ACs and SOs and board members, which usually doesn't happen. You either sit with your committee or with another committee, but to be sitting with members from across the ICANN organization. I think this is something unique. It allows for sharing the experiences and knowing more about the other. For me, it was very beneficial. Also, it allowed me to personally to organize my thoughts and to be able also to know that you're not alone in many situations. So thank you.
Newcomer, veteran?
Well, I've been around for 2 years now, so I would say I'm older than you, but yeah.
The question why I'm asking newcomer or veteran is that one of the core ideas of this academy was to bring together those who have a knowledge about ICANN already, a knowledge maybe only in their silo and their constituency, with those who are really new at ICANN, so that you can share experience and get new ideas into the conversation. And that's why I'm interested in how the balance was between new people and older ones. So on this program, anyone else want to say something? Yes, please.
Maxim Ozoba, just a clarification to Dave. A question. When you were referring to throwing a chair, were you referring to throwing a chair person or just chair? It's a joke. Disclaimer.
This is David, just to respond to that, so it's not on the record as we were instructing people to throw chairs during the training. It was a clarification of an example of aggressive conflict where someone said, does throwing a chair, physical chair, count? So, but it was pretty funny then and still is now.
Okay, we have one lady in the room who participated in all the leadership programs from participant and from the community side, and this is Reg. Reg is more engaged than I am now because I was not on this one. So, Reg, maybe you want to finalize with a short recap on this one?
Sure. It was an excellent, excellent group that we had this time. And it was perfectly It was perfectly sized, and the program itself was the perfect length. It was, I know that we've gone through a number of permutations. We've added things. We've taken things out. The one thing that we kept in was the spy exercise, which, as always, went very well. And the actual programs that we had, the actual modules that we did, I think were excellently selected. I think that the only thing that I would change about this moving forward, to be honest, the only thing that I would change is the scenarios that we have. And I think just every year we should update them with new and updated scenarios as the as the community changes and as different things become relevant and less relevant. But other than that, it was a fantastic event. As always, I learned stuff. I got to meet new people, and it was just it was a great group.
Thank you, Regis Sandra speaking. So to wrap up with the leadership program, there are, I think there are no questions that this program should go forward. This is what I hear from the community. Although you all know ICANN faces some budget challenges. And as every other program, also these programs will be subject for review. And what I heard so far is that everyone wants to see a measurable outcome of what we are doing. And we were just thinking about how we can deliver such a measurable outcome. And I mean, while we have the survey from this year's participant, and which helps the organizers to improve the program and get feedback, I think we should also have a long-term review from those people who participated in the leadership program in the past, and find out how valuable this was for their time at ICANN. And the proposal would be that we send out a survey to all the alumni of the leadership program, not this year's, but because you cannot really tell at the moment, but those who have participated in 2017, 15, 13, 18, and so on and so forth, and ask the question how it helped them to find their way through the ICANN community, or if they are veterans already, how it improved their interaction with the community. And here I would like to call upon the people in the room. I see two possibilities. Either we put all alumni in one mailing list, and one person is doing the communication, sending out the surveys, reminding them, and all this. Or the other way would be that we assign one alumni from each year to contact their former fellows or former alumni, and is doing this assessment for their group. And I would like to hear your opinion, and I also would like to hear who might be in the room who participated in it in the past to conduct this survey, because I really think we should deliver some measurable outcomes in order to have good arguments why this program should move on. You're the first.
Maxim Mazoba, suggestion. As I understand, the results, measurable results, could be requested from constituencies which sent the candidates for the program. Because, for example, person participates, and the next year chair just feels that he's helped with co-chairing and things, or maybe the group is better represented. So it's the feedback from the constituencies which send persons, because usually they feel it better than the person itself. Because what can I say, for example, yes, it helped me a lot, but having like 15 helped me a lot instead of opinions of constituencies, yes, it was a good investment of time, and since we all participate in ICANN activities, it was a good spending of funds, as we see. And it's going to be stronger, as I understand. And also it might influence what constituencies write in public comments. I must apologize because I have to be on some other meeting of registrars. Thank you all. It was a great time.
Thank you. I took note of your proposal. I think that's a really good one. Yes, you.
Hello, good morning. Katambi Johan from Uganda, a newcomer at the ICANN Fellowship. I have one question. I'm wondering, as newcomers, how do we get involved in the ICANN Academy working group? Thank you.
The ICANN Academy working group is open for everyone, and you just can send an email to ICANN staff and get subscribed to this mailing list, and then you can participate in that one. There is no onboarding process. Heidi, to which...
This is Heidi. If you look in the AC room chat, I've put the link to the Academy workspace. You can find it there if you click on ICANN Academy, but I'll also put the link directly in just a moment so you can find the link to join this group.
Okay, so going back to the how we are doing the measurement, what are opinions in the room? Doing it year-wise or putting all in one pool and asking this? And who would be willing to do this conduct of this survey? I think Alfredo, right?
Yes,
and then
yes.
Sarah.
This is Alfredo Calderon, for the record. I'm not really sure if it should be done by alumni class probably it should be just one survey for everybody so we can have some open questions when we can gather, since every academy was set up differently, probably different topics, basically the same topics. So why do it by academy, by alumni class? Just have one survey, and one of the questions could be, well, when did you take the course? Actually, I do have another question. In my case, I started in ICANN in 2015. I'm even co-chairing, and I'm chairing a couple of committees at large. And I'm wondering, how can I get involved from both ends, in the academy program and be a participant, actually, in one of the courses?
For the leadership program, you have to be sent or nominated by your community. There is a call in the at-large community. We have 5 seats for the 5 regions, and for the next course, you should raise your hand and see if your community will nominate you. That's the point. The Academy Working Group is not selecting people. The communities, the SG, SOs, or let me stop acronyming the stakeholder groups, they are sending the people to us. Next on my list is Sarah and then Satish.
Good morning. This is Sarah Kiden for the record. I would agree with Alfredo. I think we should have both old and new people together. It also helps with the bonding, so you can know who took the program before you, if you have any other things to discuss. And maybe part of the survey, you can ask where people are from the last experience they had. So maybe many people were newcomers or they were new leaders, and what has changed since they took the program. Thank you.
Thank you. Satish?
Thank you, Sandra. Satish Babu for the record. I've been a participant in last year's leadership program as well as the intercultural awareness program last year. I have a question on this these results here. First question is whether the parameters that you measure are same across years. I mean, would it enable comparison across years? The second is, I think these results are pretty good, but has there been an analysis of this, and do you have any comments on these numbers, or do we just take it for granted as good and not go beyond? And my final comment is that I think whether we should measure specific things on this batch versus general outcomes. I would say that, as Alfredo has pointed out, it may be difficult to compare across years if you only measure specific things. So what is the general outcome that you are aiming at? What is the vision of the program? And is it getting any closer to that? Would be something that is comparable. So when you have a survey, we should, of course, have numbers like this, but also some open-ended questions, some qualitative parameters to be measured. Thank you.
On this survey, this is developed from year to year. It changes a little bit, but the questions are always developed together with David and his team and the community facilitators team. They are not exactly the same, but they go into the same direction. And we are looking at them in a way that we want to identify fields for improvement, what then goes into the next program. And this answers also part of your questions. The program, the core, is kind of the same, but we are tweaking little things from year to year where we see space for improvement. And here, this survey is helpful. But beyond that, we are not doing anything with it. And Satoshi might be right, harmonizing these surveys and asking the same question each year could be also a way for improvement how we do the feedback. On your second point, asking open-ended question, yes, this is exactly what we intend. We would like to hear from those who participated in the course before what it brought for them or how do they felt within the community. And if you are willing or if you have time to dedicate to formulate these questions, because you're right, how we formulate these questions is how we get the answers from, this would be very much appreciated. I will call for participants on this exercise in a minute. Juan, did you raise your hand and you're the next?
Thank you, Sandra. I'm Juan Manuel Rojas. I'm from... I also in Academy Awareness Program as a working team. And I was just thinking about that. Maybe if Satish says, maybe we can measure the impact that already has the program inside the community, right? Maybe it can be just an online survey. Another one could be an in-play survey with the people that already had in the academy program, but during one meeting, ICANN meeting, right? So we can share the information from quantity and the quality of that. What has been the impact really, actually, of the ICANN Academy? Because we know that some people that pass through the academy, it now is very relevant in their positions. They were in one position, now are they are already in a leadership position, very I think in the top of something like that. As a Leon case in this case, but we have more than example, I think, that like that. So we need to collect that successful histories, and that could be good to measure the impact of the program.
Thank you. I would consider this as a question within the survey where we can collect how these people elaborated within ICANN. For instance, you mentioned the Leon case, how he started with the fellowship program, then he went through the academy, and now he is sitting on the board. I think this is what you want.
Yeah. It's like, it was just an example, but we can do one with a numbers scale, another one with open question. Over here in the middle of ICANN meeting for all people that have participated inside the ICANN Academy.
Good suggestion. I'm not so sure if he can do it on site because everyone is so busy.
You can collect from the booth or something like that. They can feel it, and we can collecting them from in the middles of the icon to give a booth.
I'm keep that in mind, and we'll come back to you with work. Then we have John and Haida. Is Satish? Is there anyone else who wants to speak about this? Because then I would wrap up on this issue. Okay, then let's start with John.
John LaPrise for the record. My only comment would be that I would ask that before any survey is issued that you tap someone with survey design expertise to actually design the survey. We conduct a lot of surveys, and I know from personal experience, having sat on committees examining surveys, that not all surveys are created equal. So I would just ask that someone with survey design expertise participate in the design. Thank you.
Hadia?
Yes, I would just like to add that one of the very important, I think, outcomes of this program is the empowerment of the community and the empowerment of the people that join this program. And I think that measuring the empowerment, but I don't know how to do this, could be actually of a great could be a good measurement. How did this program help in the empowerment of the participants?
I think the key word is empowered community, because this is what came out after the IANA transition. And going on this one, I think you're right. This is the point of measurement. Satish, you're?
Yep. Thank you, Sandra. Satish again. Apologies for speaking twice. I just wanted to add that one of the stakeholders of this whole program, we automatically assume that it is the participant which is the primary stakeholder. But I would say that it is the constituency that sends the participant that is the primary stakeholder, especially because you don't have any control over selections. The selection is run by the community. So in order to close the loop, I think it is only fair that the program has to forward feedback back to the community about the performance of individuals in the system. So that the community can take better decisions, because there are cases where a participant might drop off the whole ICANN radar after the training program is done. So that's a waste of resources. So how do we ensure that that loop is closed? So some feedback mechanism would be useful. Thank you.
This would actually go back on the suggestion also to contact the chair in order to find out, or the community in order to find out how the person evolved or not evolved. Very good. Okay, I would like to ask now, who would be willing in the room to participate in this exercise of doing this survey? We have a lot of suggestions on the table. It should not be me and Heidi and David doing the survey. It should really include you. What I heard is we are asking, or we are sending the survey not group-wise, but to all alumni, except those who have just gone through the program, because they don't have the long-term measurement input to deliver. Who would like to be on this survey work team? Raise your hand. Hatja, Sarah, Reg, and Juan. Very good. I even think that's perfect geographical balance. North America, Asia Pacific, Africa, and wow! They just work out. Heidi, are you taking note of the names? Thank you very much. Okay, I think we should rather start the work soon, because the budget decisions are not waiting, and we should deliver this measurable outcome as good as we can. And also, but here I don't need an answer right now, please consider if you would like to become a community facilitator for this program. As I said already, in the past it was mainly Reg and myself. 1 year Fiona was also a community facilitator. We would need the next generation of community facilitators who are facilitating the breakout sessions and who are responsible for conducting the program, sending out some emails, answering questions, and all these logistics. I would really like to stay out of the actual organization or planning of the programs. I would rather prefer to manage this group and get this group working, but would like to see the community, others doing the programs. So, but this is nothing we have to decide now, but something for you to think about if you would like to be involved into this leadership facilitations community members next year. Okay, I would like to finish point 2 on our agenda and go to point 3, which is the Sharing Skills Program. And here I would hand over to Heidi to give us an update on the status and on the timing, and also invite David to add what your conclusions are from our first pilot program that took place in, actually, over the last year. It had its peak in Copenhagen, where we had those peer coaching exercise. And actually, it was the intent to start with the next edition right now, but we had some challenges to overcome. And Heidi, please give us an update.
Thank
on
you,
this.
Sandra. I'm just going to talk a little bit about the first iteration of this course, and then and just say about the proposal for the new timing and the format. Well, and then I'll hand over to David for the actual format planning and idea of that. So the first sharing skills program started in about January 2017. We had a call for both coaches and coachees, and we had a very high turnout. I think we had about over 37 people, I'm thinking, of that. We started with, it has two components. It has a teleconference, how to chair teleconferences. That was the first component. The second one was face-to-face chairing skills. So we had selected the coaches and coachees. We started off with some teleconferences on that, and then we asked them to start contacting, be in touch with each other, coaches and coachees. And then in I think it was Copenhagen, would observe for the face-to-face. And we also had a very short meeting there in Copenhagen of the coaches and coachees as well. I think it would say it had mixed results. We did hear some very positive feedback, but we also heard some room for improvement, some suggestions for that. So on that basis, we're looking at restructuring this program. And because of that, in the timing of that, and we wanted to make sure that we had enough time to design it correctly, we're going to move that CSP, the Sharing Skills Program, to ICANN 63. In Barcelona, so at the AGM, and the plan is to have that have it be shorter and primarily have it just the face-to-face meetings. And that would be Thursday afternoon and the Friday. So it would be the development day on that last day of ICANN 63 would be in the morning as well. So it would be planned so it would not, it would allow for people to continue with their regular ICANN meetings, but also then set aside some time for that sharing skills program. So I'm going to hand it to David to talk a little bit about the new thoughts behind the new format. David?
This is David Culp for the record. So we're in the process of figuring out what the new format might look like. We've got some various options of what that might be. So one option is a more content-driven program where it is face-to-face training and we're leveraging that time with the chairs. Another option is to keep the element of coaches to coach chairs and be more rigorous about training the coaches in coaching skills for the chairs. Where the program fell apart a little bit in the first iteration in the pilot, and that's why I love pilots so much, is because there's a lot of forgiveness, is that the experience wasn't consistent across the participants. That some participants, some coachees, some of the chairs had a wonderful experience with the coach that they had, and there was good coaching taking place. Others, the feedback was, well, my coach actually never called me. And others, the feedback was, well, we tried to connect, but time zones didn't work, and that didn't work. And others said, well, every time we got on the phone, my coach actually just lectured me for about an hour, and I never really had a chance to provide input. So it was really there was a scale, of good and not so good. So we really need to focus on that with the coaching element if we move forward with that. And perhaps some of the FaceTime in Barcelona is a session with the coaches that's not a phone call session of content in Adobe Connect, but it's a let's talk about how this coaching process needs to look and how this needs to work. And then perhaps it becomes a cycle between Barcelona and Kobe, that's the time frame that the coaches and the coachees are working together. So we've got lots of ways to go. And what we'll do in the next few months is to reach out to the folks that went through the pilot and others for input on what would be more helpful to make this an effective experience for them.
Thank you, Heidi and David. To reiterate, as this program should also be a program from the community for the community, I think the element of having the peer coaching should be definitely kept. And I think it would be good, as David mentioned already, that having a day train the trainers, where the coaches actually are trained how to give feedback on the coaches, would be a good element to keep. But as mentioned already, we should set up criteria for coaches. last year we did it first come, first serve, and did not reject anyone, but this had an impact on the quality. Some really did a really great job and were also creative, for instance, to overcome the time zone issue. They were listening to recordings, which is very easy, and then you can even give feedback via email, and this was something very valuable. So we are still learning on that. We did not yet had a kind of a work team as we had it for the intercultural awareness raising program for this sharing skills program, and I would like to use that meeting here also to call for a work team on first developing criteria for coaches that apply for when we selecting coaches, and here we as an academy working group have to make a selection, although usually we avoid selecting people. But I think here we have to. And then work with David and his team and with our staff on how this program then could really look like in Barcelona with part of Thursday and part of Friday, what is really going to do. And then afterwards to continue with the community element where between Barcelona meeting and Kobe meeting, coaching could take place for telephone conferences. I think this is enough space between two meetings to do some telephone coaching. And then have a face-to-face coaching where the coach and the coachee meet in Kobe and are giving the feedback and are looking at each other. From my personal experience, I was also in this pilot coach. I did not know my coachee beforehand, and it was done very easily. We just agreed for one meeting where I could monitor, look at her, and then we agreed for another 30 minutes where I gave my feedback, and we both found it very valuable. And there are different ways of doing this, but this is really an element we should keep so that the sharing skills program consists on two parts, the theoretical part conducted by Inside Learning and the community part where the community works with each other. And here we need a work team, but I know would now like to give the floor. Alfredo, you have been the first, then Fiona, and who else? Tijani, John. Okay, so let's start with Alfredo.
Yes, Alfredo Calderon, for the record. Actually, you answered one of the questions that I had. What were the criteria to select the coaches? The other thing that I was wondering is there any synergy between the leadership program and the sharing program?
Definitely, yes. To give you some background, to set up this sharing skills program is actually an outcome of the leadership program, because in these exercises, in the breakout sessions, or in the discussion, it always came down if the chair is doing a good job, the working group or the community flows. If the chair is doing a bad job, then there are issues. And that's why the community claimed, it was in 2015 when the leadership training program took place in Dublin. After this, we decided we go for such a sharing skills program in order to connect or to follow up from the skills you had touched but not into depth in the leadership program, and then develop this more in a sharing skill program. So the ideal case would be you have been in the leadership program and then you participate in the sharing skills program. But there is flexibility as well. Also, someone who has not participated in the leadership program will have a benefit of participating in the sharing skills program. What was the Fiona, right?
Thank you, Fiona, for the record. I just want to comment on the sharing skills program as a coachee. it was a very interesting experience, being that the coach I had was someone I'd never interacted with at ICANN. I'd seen him around, but we'd never spent time together, we'd never spoken, and I learned a lot from him to a point that to date I still go back to my coach when, as I've been working through the diversity chairing, and sometimes I feel there's a challenge in terms of how the discussion is going and being able to just get everyone back on track. And so it's been good. And I think out of this program, if we run it properly, we can have a very strong mentoring program within ICANN that helps to mentor leaders correctly, because for me, with a coach who's very not from my region, from a totally different region, different culture approach, that made a big difference, because I realized all these things that I thought I knew, these words I thought when I'm chairing I could use and they were understood, but because of my knowledge of English and level of understanding of English, I realized I was using some words wrongly. And maybe in my culture, and I say, you should, it looked like, yeah, it's okay, you may not. But in a different setting, it looks like you're forcing people to go in a particular direction. So, and having a coach helped me realize I need to be careful about the choice of words that I use so that we are all on the same page. Because then when you're chairing and everyone, you're leading through a conversation, is understanding you correctly, it makes it so much easier to move forward on an issue, and having a mentor guide you through a chairing experience. This was the first time I'm chairing anything in ICANN as in terms of the scope of something so big. And so it's been good having a mentor somewhere where you could always touch base with. He listens to the recordings with different time zones, but he listens and he gives feedback, and it has continued. I don't know how many others have continued, but ours has gone beyond the period that was set, and it's now a relationship that has developed out of that, that is very separate. And I think if other coaches and coaches had good experiences, probably theirs have also churned in the same way. And so being able to replicate that good experience over and over with different sets of people is what we should work towards, and what is, I think, important in terms of having a positive impact in ICANN. Thank you.
This is David for the record. Just one of the unspoken intentions of the chairing skills program was just that. So it's great to hear that that has happened with you, that there is this ongoing relationship with coach and coachee and now mentor, mentee, you know, moving through, just having that resource is great for folks. I'm glad you shared that. Thank you.
Nothing to add to this. Tijani and then John.
Thank you, Sandra. Tijani Benjamin, newcomer. Okay. It was a mistake, ALAC member. I was part of the first leadership program, and I was also part of the first chairing skill program. Since we are speaking about the chairing skill program, I was a coach, and I didn't know my coachee. But it worked very, very well. We had one teleconference, and we have one face-to-face meeting. And it was, especially for the teleconference, it was very good, because we had an interaction after that, and there was results, because the meeting was animated. But the face-to-face meeting, nobody speak, so you cannot have a lot of things to say. But I told him that perhaps you need to do something to make people speak also. I think that it was a good experience. I think that it could be continued if you propose that. The selection of the coaches is something very important, but I will not call it selection. I will say putting criteria to the entry to be one of the coaches, not selecting everyone and then say you are accepted, you are not. Everyone who passed the criteria can be a part of the program, because selecting frustration. I think I have other things to say, but I will say it in another business.
Okay, John, and then we have comments from remote. Is there anyone else who wants to speak about this? Tijani, your follow-up, is it on this one or no, it's on another one? Because then I would close the queue for this topic. First John and then online participant. John, you have the floor.
John LaPraise for the record. So I think the mentor question is bigger than this particular discussion in that creating or designating a core of mentor subject matter experts across ICANN is a worthy goal in and of itself beyond the scope of this program. And you know, there are many people in ICANN with those qualifications, but identifying who those people are is a challenge. And it's not just for leading working groups or chairing meetings, but it's mentoring across the board. And this is something perhaps that it's a bigger problem or a bigger challenge in terms of both identifying and selecting sort of who's in this group and then making those people known to the ICANN community for people who are looking for mentors in any subject matter area. So I just want to say this is a bigger issue than this particular one and one that bears consideration going forward. Thank you.
Thank you. And then Susie?
Susie Johnson for the record. I'll be reading a comment off the chat from Raitme Citerlo. The comment begins. The problem with the coaches is not a problem of tools, but of methodology. I think it is necessary that the program be directly supported by the new ICANN e-learning platform that is never used in the right of way to be adopted to each form of learning. End of comment.
Okay. I think this goes a little bit back to the work David could deliver, that we might have some material on ICANN Learn beforehand, and also the comment that we should really work with the coaches on how to train the trainer, basically. Okay, I think this was a very good input so far. I don't think this is the right place to discuss criteria for coaches, and I would now call upon you who would like to be on the work team, which is at first defining the criteria for coaches, and this has to take place rather soon. I would even recommend to meet informally during the week and start the discussion and continue by email. Because once we have the criteria, we can do the call for coaches, and David can start designing the 2 days program around it. And then in the second part, this work team should work with David to set up the program for the 2 days or 2 half days in Barcelona. So hands up who would like to be on that work team for the sharing skills program. Tijani, Hatja, Fiona? No?
I'm happy to be on it if we need people, but otherwise, no.
Okay, so we put you in brackets? Fiona, Tijani, Hatja? Yes, please come to the table and there are 3 seats and say your name because we need this for the record. And Alfredo, you want to speak or you want to be on the work team? Both. Okay, so please go ahead.
Yes, Alfredo Calderon for the record. I would like to be a part of the working group in terms of I'm a newcomer, and I would like to help set up the criteria because as a newcomer, my perspective would be what would I expect from a coach? So...
Good. And now you please say your name.
Yeah. Good morning. My name is Juan Arratia. I'm a local person from Puerto Rico. Yes. And I would like to be part of the course. I'm a mentor. I'm a research mentor. Okay.
Very good. Heidi, how do you get in touch with...
This is Heidi. I'm going to come and speak with you and get your details, and we'll be in contact about that.
Fiorella?
Fiorella Belto, for the record, ICANN fellow. As this is my second ICANN meeting, and this is all fairly new, I'm wondering if I could sign up later, or if this is just a call now, and how could I follow up on this? Just to have a bit more time to understand.
Yes. I think as long as you are subscribed to the Academy mailing list, where the discussion about all the three programs takes place, there's always a chance to step into a work team for any of the programs, also to a later stage. Okay, so Heidi, could you please repeat whom we have now for this work team?
Yes, so right now, this is Heidi. We have Tajani, Hadia, Alfredo, and Juan. That's how I captured your name, okay. And I have to get your name.
And Fiona? Like.
Yeah. Did you say yes as well?
Tajani, Hadia, Fiona, Alfredo, and gentlemen.
Yes, that's right.
And then Reg in brackets.
And Reg in brackets.
Okay, I think that's also a good team. And
sorry, Sandra, I don't think that was said on the record. So if you may, I'm just going to repeat it just to make sure that when we read the transcript in a few weeks' time, because we can't remember. So that was for the CSP program, correct? We have a few people who have volunteered. Thank you. We have Tijani, Hadia, Fiona, Alfredo,
Juan,
the gentleman.
Arratia is my last name. Arratia. A-R-R-A-T-I-A.
Thank you, Juan. And we also have Reg in brackets, if need be. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gisela. And I would recommend maybe this group has a first face-to-face meeting during a lunch break, and I'm happy to be with you during this ICANN meeting to get the discussion starting. And then I assume we will form a mailing list for this group to continue working, where also David Kolb will be part of it. Susie, do you have a comment from remote?
Yes, Susie Johnson, for the record. We have one comment. From Ratime, I would like to participate in the working group. Thank you.
Okay. Will you forward the name to Gisela and Saidi? Very good. Thank you very much. Okay. If there is no other issue to discuss on this program, I would also wrap up here, and we have the last half an hour for a review and an update on the Intercultural Awareness Program. I would like to ask people in the room, please raise your hand if you have been participant of that one. This took place in Abu Dhabi. One, two, three, four. Please come to the table, Amir. Yeah, and you were also part of the team. And I would like to invite people on the table, and especially the people on the work team. And here, actually, this was the first time that we really had a work team that did a very great job in setting up this program, working with staff and David to set up this also pilot program. And I would like to invite participants as well as work team members to give a short review on this, and later on ask Heidi for an update. Maybe we start with the participants' view. So I know you have not been on the work team, but the participants, Iris, please, you might be the first.
Yes, Iris Fuder here, for the record. I had a pleasure to participate in Abu Dhabi in this workshop there. It was a huge eye-opener. It was the layout from the workshop was very easy, very inviting us into not only opening our eyes, ears, but also our hearts, and welcome other ways of looking at life, going through life. So very valuable, kind of pulling in. And ever since then, I watch myself and I observe others in their behaviors, and I'm more not only open but more aware that there's another truth behind the truth than my own truth. So thank you very much.
Who else would like to speak? Maybe Amir?
Amir, for the record. I also participated in the program. It was very well designed. I benefited a lot from it. I think that the presenter had the skills to engage all the participants. I liked it very much. He was really getting input from all the participants about their own cultures and how it can be integrated into the ICANN environment. What I would have liked more is that at the end there was a workshop kind of thing where we were formed in some groups, and then we worked on some topics, and then we came out with some results. That part should have been a bit more longer, because at the end we were rushing and the conclusions were not really, at least I didn't understood the conclusion of the other groups. Yeah. Thank you.
Good point. Who else would like to speak? Satish?
Thank you, Sandra. Satish for the record. I think as far as the objective of sensitization of cultures were concerned, the program was a success. We all understood the differences, which is repeatedly kind of pointed out, not by the facilitator alone, but by the participants during the process. I think where the problem that I see personally happened was that the time management did have an issue. The initial participant self-introduction ran amok with no control over the times. All of us had lots to say, so we can't blame the facilitator for that. Either you have to increase the time to a full day, or you might have to cut down on the time allocated per person for the initial intros. That's the only comment I have. It's nothing negative, just that the time management could have been better. Thank you.
Satish, one question. Since you have been on the work team, I know there was a discussion about following up by telephone. What is the status about this?
Thank you, Sandra. Satish again. We haven't got down to doing it. I think it is important, and we have to, perhaps the work team, several members are here right now. We will also meet and take stock of this and think of what's the next step for contacting them. Thank you.
Heidi, you have something to
say? Yes, thank you, Sandra. So just on the point of the time management, that was very well recognized by the people who were working with the program. We also took a survey, had a survey, and we had a lot of good comments on that, but that also was a point that was raised. It was pretty much decided that needed to be a full-day program. So I think that for the next iteration, we will go ahead and do that in Barcelona, budget pending. On the next steps for this, we did send a note out, and there was interest for one follow-up webinar, which will take place in the next several weeks post ICANN 61. And the topic will be likely on, this was again the one that was overall requested, was on the power differential, that there wasn't enough time spent on that. So it'll be a webinar on the power differential within the context of ICANN. And that will be facilitated by likely David Culp rather than Vasilias, who was the facilitator for that course.
Heidi, since you have the floor already, no, Susie, there's an online comment.
Yes, we have a question.
Yes.
Raime Criterio asks, after reading the wiki of the working group, I see that there is no previous work. Question mark.
Previous work for what? For what? I don't quite get the question.
After reading the wiki of the working group, I see that there is no previous work. So there's no work listed.
Maybe there is no updates on the wiki. Heidi, could you speak maybe?
So, yes, this is Heidi. So, Ratmir, we're not quite sure about your question, but just a couple of things. So the ICANN Academy itself, it normally now meets just during ICANN meetings, face-to-face. So if you're looking for work of teleconferences between the ICANN meetings, that hasn't happened, and that's something that you may wish to discuss. In terms of, I think you asked the question of ICANN Learn. For the first leadership program in 2013, there was an ICANN Learn course put together, and that still exists on the link for the leadership program. So
I think there's a follow-up from the remote participant, Susie.
Follow-up from Reitman. I mean, if there is a previous induction to the workshop.
I think he's talking about the intercultural awareness program, and if the Wiki Space was the place where the work team put down all the work or the discussion. I must say, as this was also a pilot program, most of the work took place via email. We did not even have a mailing list, but it was the work team communicating via email. And for the future, it would be good indeed to have a Wiki Space for the work team to... but also for the work team to leave comments and make it more open and transparent in terms of... I think this is what the person... Rahim...
That is correct.
That is correct. Okay. I'm happy we figured that out. Okay. But Heidi, you might give us an update on the status, on the timing of the intercultural awareness raising program. What is planned next for next year? And what would be the time frame?
Thank you, Sandra. So the current plan is if, again, it was submitted as an additional budget request for fiscal year 19, those requests will be, the decisions will be made by May 2018. So if that request is approved, that program will take place at ICANN 63 in Barcelona. It will be on that final day, again, as the initial one was, but it will be a longer day, and it will incorporate a social event, a dinner. That was another comment that was we saw in the survey for the initial one, and it will be that dinner will be a social learning for cultural issues as well. Thank you.
Okay. Alfredo, and who else would like to speak? Satish? Alfredo, you're first.
Yes, Alfredo Calderon for the record. Heidi, I would actually add a suggestion. Have some sort of previous to the program, the course itself, have something for the participants if we can, you know, select them with enough time before the face-to-face course. Thank you.
Next is Satish.
Satish for the record. Thank you, Sandra. I just wanted to mention that the food arrangements were truly intercultural and excellent during this meeting. I think that was a very subtle touch, but all the participants enjoyed it, just to place on record.
that's good. Any other comments or suggestions for this program to move forward or for the review? Juan?
First of all, I would like to answer to write me in Spanish because he's Spanish speaking, but I don't know if I can do that. And another thing is like about the I think that maybe I can awareness could be do it just before the ICANN meeting if it's possible as this leadership program. Because it was the last day in for the Abu Dhabi meeting, and so people it was disconnecting from meeting. So that's my suggestion. And may I answer it to write me in Spanish? It's okay. Okay, write me.
Write me. Actually, there were prior preparations both for the team as well as for the people who were part of the program as participants. They had to prepare some materials, and they also had to be within ICANN Learn. So actually, there was a prior preparation both for the participants as well as for the team members. Thank you. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you again.
Thank you very much, Juan. Okay, any other comments on this program? This is not the case. Then I would also close for this program. I think We have to, I mean, as Heidi said, there will be one teleconference or one webinar as a follow-up from the last version. This will be published dates and everything on our usual channels, on the Academy Working Group, but also to participants who participated in that one. So this will be just a follow-up from the last program. And for the next program, I understand we have to wait until the budget is approved, which will be in May. And then we will make a call on the ICANN Academy Working Group for a work team. I invite previous work team members to be on that one again, but also invite new work team members to be on that one. But this here we have to wait until the budget is approved. It makes no sense to start the work before we have the budget there. But I have good hope, because this is a very cost-effective and time-effective program, that this also will go on. A comment from remote, Susie?
Thank you. Susie Johnson for the Record. A comment from RightMed. In my experience, when working on these issues related to six dimensions of culture, I suggest that when the workshop is repeated, you can add a couple of small aspects of example and induction through the e-learning platform to advance the presentation point of participants.
I would very much like to invite Jaime to be part of this work team. I think he can bring in a lot of... and if he is not yet on the ICANN Academy mailing list, please, Jaime, please subscribe for that one and get involved with this work team, which the call will went out in May, hopefully, once the budget is approved. Okay, with this I would also close on this issue and will ask for any other business that you would like to raise for this ICANN Academy Working Group, what we should do in the future, how we should, whatever you want to say. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Sandra. Tijani speaking. One of the commenters spoke about the ICANN Learn platform and why don't make use it for the ICANN Academy. When we started working on the ICANN Academy, Sandra, we conceived it as a home for all learning effort in ICANN. And you remember the pyramid we made with one single brick for the leadership program. But unfortunately, it turned more or less as the leadership program being the ICANN Academy. And it is, in my point of view, a pity. We are duplicating efforts. If we push toward having a real academy, a real ICANN Academy, that will be the home for all learning efforts in ICANN. This doesn't mean that there will not be capacity building working groups. That doesn't mean that there will not be other people working on the capacity building or on the learning, but any effort, anything concerning learning should land at the end in the ICANN Academy. Since the ICANN Academy will have the skill, we have the tools, we have the experience to do it. So I call once again, and you know I have always called for that, to make the ICANN Academy really an ICANN Academy. Thank you.
Tijani, I fully and 100%, 1,000% agree with you. And indeed, there is still a misperception within this community. First, ICANN Academy is at large, which is definitely not the case. Second, that the leadership program is the academy. This is also not the case. It is one program, and it was the first program among the ICANN Academy. And probably this was the moment when communication went wrong, that the first program was perceived as academy. So I think it is up to us in the room to be consistent in communication, speaking about the academy working group and about the different programs. And now that we have two or three programs in place, I hope we will be more consistent on that. And also, I will do my best, stay committed to lead this working group, and would like to, and you see that I call for work teams, would like to step back as being involved in the setup of the actual programs, but really put that academy working group into the idea, coming back to the idea where we came from. And I don't want to do that alone. I think a co-chair or something would be a matter for discussion, hopefully during the next ICANN meeting in Panama or Barcelona. Let's see how time allows. But I really think this group and this structure needs to be brought forward rather soon in order to achieve what I'm still fully committed to. And Stijani, I know you have been one of the first supporters for this one. Any other thing, Alfredo?
Alfredo Calderon, for the record, again, I'm sorry to participate a lot. But the thing is that I think it was yesterday that I had the chance to talk with the financial staff regarding the capacity the ICANN Learn platform has. And I have to agree with Tijani in the sense that the tool seems to be adequate, but it's not used correctly as a learning tool for newcomers or even for us, the ones that are already involved in ICANN. So I'm waiting to have a meeting to see if we can discuss that and see how we can integrate what we're doing through the webinars with the platform. Thank you.
And thank you, Alfredo. Would you also be committed to bring your ideas and your knowledge to this working group? And because integration of this one was also one of the very first ideas, which personally I'm still very much committed to.
Yes, of course. You can count on me on that.
Thank you. Please subscribe to the mailing list if you haven't yet. John, was this a hand raise? No? Okay. Are there any other questions, comments? Please speak freely what you would like to add or if you have any other ideas. Okay, this is not the case. Then I would like to call upon those who agreed to talk about coach criteria to meet here in this back of the room just now because we have still 7 minutes to we are on top of the hour and all the others who are not on that one, you have back 7 more minutes back to your life. So coaches, those who are working on the trainees and on the criteria for coaches, please come at the back of this room. Tijani, for the CSP.
Yes, thank you. I think the best is to say you have the email of all people, to send an email to those people and to agree on a session or to work. But because we have a session after this for ALAC.
Tijani, since yes. I don't have all the email addresses, I thought it's easier we agree on the time and look at our agendas right now. So please meet me here in the back of the room. And thank you very much for the active participation in this early hour. With this, I declare this meeting to adjourn.